I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
DOJ's not going to do anything about this. Merrick Garland is spineless. He is weak. He's not going to take this up. He's not going to call the FBI to account. He is not going to challenge Hillary Clinton. It is going to be up to Congress. It is going to be up to us to go after their funding mechanisms. It is going to be up to us to continue to push this forward. It is going to be up to us to make certain that after 2024, we have a DOJ that is going to punish these people for the wrong that they have done to so many people, the lives that they have ruined, and the arrogance that they have to continue to go out there and push themselves forward as authorities.
Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, dead on point. The arrogance, much less all the activity that was taking place, as outlined in the Durham report, the arrogance of our intel agencies, FBI, everyone else involved in this, the DOJ, they had an absolute arrogance. We are above the law. How many times do you hear from the left? No one's above the law. We've got to get Trump. He's not above the law. And yet they did it over and over again with complete impunity and disregard for the Constitution, much less you. Thank you for joining us. This is May 17, 2023. During the noon hour, we are live streaming on Rumble. You can go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA. That'll take you right to our page. Or you can go to rumble.com, enter News Talk STL. We're on both platforms. You can see us at either location. If you can't watch live, you can pull it up and watch it later. I know many do. And I know many sit in their offices right now and they've got it plugged in. They're listening to it, even if they can't bring it up on their computer and watch at the time. We appreciate you sharing the word with others. Thank you. So there was Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee pointing out additional information about the fallout regarding the Durham report, which came back and the special counsel concluding the FBI should never have launched an investigation into the connection between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. Because they had nothing. They had nothing except what was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, a false dossier which everyone suspected and many knew was fake, and they went with it anyway. And federal agents went before FISA judges to get special warrants because this dossier indicated we got good reason to investigate. And then the question is, who's going to be held accountable? Anybody going to be held accountable? Now, you heard Senator Blackburn say, one thing we will do is start looking at all the funding they have in there. And she also later said, we should maybe look at the clearances some of these people have, that they would lie to the American people, move forward with an investigation they knew was fabricated out of smoke, and we should conclude that they no longer should be in any intel capacity. Now, you've heard the left mocking when they get their feet under them, which way to go in the maze. I mean, I pointed out to you previously that CNN and Jake Tapper was admitting this report is damning to the FBI. And it slightly exonerates Trump. It does more than slightly exonerates. But the other leftist media, oh, no, they want to be full-fledged, in-your-face. This is absolutely false information from Durham. And look, there are no charges. Nobody's been charged with anything. And they say that's proof. Conservatives are upset the fact that there's no one charge, no specific charge being brought by Durham in any capacity. Who is going to pay for this miscarriage of justice? Who? when? And that's just the issue involving the FBI and their falsification of an investigation on Donald Trump. We haven't even gotten into the who's going to pay for how the Biden crime family has reaped millions and millions of dollars, and who knows what was sold off to foreign empires in exchange. Alan Dershowitz, former Harvard law professor, now Harvard law emeritus at Harvard, I should say, he had a book he wrote called Get Trump. Dershowitz insists, I'm not a Trump supporter. Actually, I'd been a Hillary Clinton supporter. I gave her money. I voted for her. He said, but when I see what came out of this report yesterday, it does not pass the smell test.
What the Durham report shows is that there was an absolute double standard, that they had far more evidence to go after Hillary Clinton, who I voted for and who's my friend, who I supported and who I contributed to. But the report says there was far more objective, verified intelligence to open up an investigation of Hillary Clinton than there was to open up an investigation of Donald Trump. But that people in the FBI and other agencies of government saw the evidence through the prism of bias against Trump and in favor of Clinton. And it wasn't only partisan bias. There were Republicans as well who were very concerned, and I understand why, very concerned that if Trump were elected, it would harm the national security of the United States. And so they were prepared to stretch the law, stretch the facts, stretch the Constitution, and do whatever it took to do what they believed was the right thing, namely make sure that Trump was not elected president.
And that was the whole goal. It was part of the Hillary Clinton campaign. The CIA director briefed Obama and Biden. That was what was at stake here. It was a Hillary campaign to basically slur and slander Trump so he wouldn't be elected. Now, Dershowitz said something in there that he said some Republicans even went along with it because I understand why they were afraid about national security. And you know why they were afraid? Because they had the FBI, the DOJ, and all these intel current and past agents saying, oh, this guy Trump, he's dangerous to the U.S. And he's got connections to Russia. It was the other way around. All the time is the other way around. Senator Blackburn, her reaction.
We've said all along, Hillary and Bill Clinton had close ties to the Russians. They were big funders of the Clinton Foundation. Hillary even said to Vladimir Putin, let's punch the reset button and reset this relationship. That is one of the first things she did as our Secretary of State. And there was never evidence around this Russia collusion with Donald Trump. And now we find out Hillary was the one who was cooking this plan up and then saying it was the Russians and blaming it on Donald Trump when all along it was Hillary Clinton who was close to the Russians.
And you remember Congressman Adam Schiff and all of his committee hearings and so forth saying over and over we got evidence. I want you to listen to a compilation of several times he insisted, we have evidence.
So there's clear evidence on the issue of collusion, and this adds to that body of evidence. There's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, and that is true.
Have Democrats found any evidence of collusion?
Yes, we have. You can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion, pretty compelling evidence.
According to the Durham report, one of Schiff's aides intimidated a university researcher who refused to discuss Trump's supposed ties to Russia in November 2018. Now, that researcher was supposed to give a presentation about university research contracts, but Schiff staffers instead asked them to analyze a news article about alleged links between Trump and Russia's Alpha Bank. The report reads in part, quote, one of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence staffers said their boss, Congressman Adam Schiff, would soon take over leadership of the committee. The researcher took the comment as a mild threat. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Schiff's past claims raise serious questions, including whether he should even be in Congress.
Yeah, I've asked that all along, should he even be in Congress? Again, back to Senator Marsha Blackburn. That was a Fox reporter filling you in on the intimidation that Schiff was carrying out to make sure things were done the way he wanted. Senator Blackburn says, look, the other part of this is we were always facing an uneven playing field.
The Democrats are interested in two tiers of justice, and that is such an unfortunate thing. When I talk to Tennesseans, they talk about how frustrated they are with witnessing two tiers of justice play out, and they know it's not right. They're frustrated by it. They know that whether it's the DOJ or the IRS or Veterans Affairs or any of these agencies, the liberals are treated one way and conservatives are treated another way. And Maria, yeah, they're tired of it. And they're tired of the media continuing to push these false narratives simply because it is going to enable the left to move forward on what they want as an outcome.
And they are doing so. You know, Dershowitz also pointed out, he said, I want you to keep in mind that when Durham was first appointed, he was being applauded by the left.
It's a good first step. Now, already it's being criticized by some on the left who say, well, what do you expect? It was written by Durham. He was appointed by Barr, who's a member of the Trump administration. Well, everybody praised Durham when he was first appointed. He had many, many years of experience, a reputation as completely nonpartisan prosecutor. But now that the results of the report have been made public, the same people who would have been praising him had he come to the opposite conclusion are criticizing him. It's part of the hypocrisy of the double standard that we live in today.
We do live in that, do we not? Coming up, a push for Mayorkas to be impeached. New York City Mayor Adams is telling parents, you're just going to have to put up with the illegals in your child's school. And Senator Rubio, in our second hour, which will be on Rumble, a 240-page report on the origin of COVID. We have a lot to cover over this hour and the second hour, which will appear only on Rumble and later tonight. But I will tell you right now, make sure you stay where you are. Let your friends and family know we're on the air. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors, USA, Facebook. It's been a hard day's night. I've been looking through like a dove. It's been a hard day's night. I've been shooting through like a dove. But when I get on with you, I find the things that you do make me feel alright. Oh, I work
hard. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
On Sunday, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer told me that the White House is meddling and intimidating potential witnesses. What can you tell us?
Yeah, and they're obstructing congressional investigations, which, of course, is against the law. It is also against federal statute to retaliate against someone who's a whistleblower. Those are protected disclosures. We count on whistleblowers inside the government to help us maintain the rule of law. And so retaliating in this way does great damage. Look, these are subject matter experts. They've been working on the Hunter Biden investigation for years now, and pulling them off the case is not only a violation of the law, it harms our ability to get to the truth for the people. And so this is a big problem.
The question posed by Maria Bartiromo to Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican, and specifically referring to the IRS agent whistleblower that is now sent word via his attorney, my unit's been shut down. He had, according to the New York Post, been supervising the Hunter Biden investigation since 2020. And then his attorneys told Congress in a letter, the IRS special agent we represent was informed that he and his entire investigative team are being removed from the ongoing and sensitive investigations of a high-profile, controversial subject about which our client sought to make whistleblower disclosures to Congress. He was informed the change was at the request of the Department of Justice. Now, this happened the other day. The repercussions continue. I mean, you throw that stone into that body of water, the ripples are going to continue, and they're getting bigger. Do you have any reason to believe that it did not happen as he described it? Well, first of all, I don't know for a fact, and neither do you. But his attorneys say he's got valid information. Those who have been investigating the IRS on both Senate and the House side, Republicans, of course, no Democrats want to get into that Biden mess. They have been saying that the guy has good information. And now it's just being shut down, his entire team being removed from the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden. That should not surprise you on one hand, because the way this Department of Justice and the FBI and other intel agencies have been weaponized against conservatives and anything to protect Joe Biden. I'm telling you again, if you could be honest with me and say, look, if that's true, then I want Joe Biden absolutely cornered and get full solid answers out of all of this. I will say that about Trump. If this kind of stuff were going on and he were the president and he had weaponized these agencies, I'd say the same thing I just told you. But would the left do that? No. For the most part, they won't. I got a guest coming up. He's going to talk about that intel agencies deserve to be shattered into a million pieces. We've already talked about dismantling the FBI, starting it all over again, getting rid of some of the hierarchy that exists in there, and actually going back to law and justice and enforcement, not persecution, not political weaponization. Did it happen during the early days of the FBI? Yes, it did. Hoover did it repeatedly, making up lists of folks that he wanted to hold something over. They involved members of Congress. They involved citizens considered to be in great standing with everyone else. And he had those lists, and he used them. He used it against Martin Luther King. He used it against anyone that he considered did not fit what he thought should be right. And he was wrong every step of the way, and it's a violation of the Constitution again. And nowadays, we thought up until 2016 we had moved away, and these agencies are doing actually what they're supposed to. The CIA only gets involved in maybe overthrowing a foreign government or installing a new dictator that might be more friendly. But they don't mess in American politics. And the FBI is not supposed to be looking at politics or looking at crimes. And the IRS is supposed to be looking at crimes and payment schedules, things of that nature. But when they start getting too close to the real source, shut it down. That's what has been happening. It was happening when the Hunter Biden laptop story first broke. What happened? We had all these intel agents signing off on a letter at the apparent request to begin with of Antony Blinken. There's someone else who should be out of the government and any clearance, security clearance. And they all signed off saying the laptop was Russian disinformation, and not one of them ever saw anything from that laptop. They were simply asked, hey, we're doing this to help protect Biden and even Morrell, an acting FBI agent in charge at the time, said, we are doing this, and he said it under testimony, because we wanted to help Biden get reelected, or get Biden elected, I should say. That's obvious weaponization of our major, what's supposed to be our major law enforcement agency. There's a saying, the fish rots from the head down. And that's what's going on here, and has been. You chop off the head, that helps, but you better get all the rot out. The IRS suddenly shutting down this whistleblower and his team when just days before, actually last month, April 27, the IRS commissioner appeared before the House Committee on Ways and Means saying, I can say without any hesitation, there will not be any retaliation for anyone making an allegation or a call to a whistleblower hotline. This would be retaliation. Not directly at him, but the whole unit. Just shut it down. We're done with this. No, we're not done with it. We're not done with it by a far cry. In fact, we're going to make sure it stays alive. But look at all the intel agencies we have. Not just the IRS, not the FBI. And look how now they are all in the same pot. And they're all boiling and bubbling and will scald and burn you if you're a conservative. But if you're Biden, cool to the touch. My next guest says it's time to take these agencies and splinter them into 1 million pieces. Stand by, please. You want a beautiful lawn, but if you live by my motto, I don't do projects. So call the experts, Allen Outdoor Solutions, lawn maintenance, landscaping, lighting, irrigation. Recent storms might have created some drainage issues. That's not good for your home. Get immediate help or a quote. Call my friend Steve Allen, 314-647-4800, 647-4800, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. If you're even thinking about buying a home, you need to contact Homestead Financial Mortgage. Get pre-approved. Jump ahead of others looking at the same house. Often you can close in as little as 15 days. Homestead Financial Mortgage can guide you and your realtor through the maze that slows down the process. Go to my website, easy to remember, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. My first name, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Fred Lucas is a contributor writer for the Daily Signal, and he's talking about various takeaways for the release of the Durham report on the origin of the Trump-Russia probe. And he uses opening with a quote from John Durham. We conclude that the Justice Department and the FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report. And now we've all seen they never had a reason to move forward. Joining us now, my guest is going to break down some of that and add additional intel agencies into the conversation. Kyle Brosnan, he is the Heritage Chief Counsel for Oversight. Kyle, welcome aboard.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
So let's begin with, I'm looking at a piece that you and one of your fellows at the Heritage pointed out, that intel agencies deserve to be shattered into 1 million pieces.
Yeah, I mean, what this Durham report really showed is just that the FBI in particular is rotten to its core. I mean, two big takeaways that I have from the report. First, that Special Counsel Durham found that the FBI had no predication to open the investigation into Trump-Russia collusion. None. Zero. But the way the Justice Department and the media covered it, basically shut down the Trump presidency. And it was all based on a hoax, like a politically engineered hoax. And you compare that to how they treated the Hillary Clinton investigation. Special Counsel Durham found that the FBI spiked not one, but two investigations into Hillary Clinton in the lead up to the 2016 election. You know, that is plain as day, shows us what a lot of us in the conservative movement already knew, is that there are two tiers, the two-tier system of justice in this country.
But two things come to mind. First of all, he also points out in there what we'd already been told, but Durham puts it down in black and white, the sense that Obama and Biden and the Attorney General at the time were all informed this was underway, this investigation based on a report bought and purchased by Hillary Clinton and the DNC simply to slander and slur Donald Trump. And not one of them said, stop it right here. We don't go forward. Even FBI Director Comey in there. No one said this should end.
That's right. The report says that CIA Director Brennan, who himself has a checkered history as CIA director, to put it mildly, briefed President Obama, then Vice President Biden, Director Comey, and Attorney General Lynch on what is called the Clinton Plan, as referenced the report, to a plan approved by Hillary Clinton to link Donald Trump to set up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. Durham showed that this was done purposefully to distract from her the scandal surrounding her use of a private email server as Secretary of State, and it was entirely made up. And, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre, the current White House press secretary, was asked about it yesterday, and she refused to answer it and deferred to the Justice Department.
She's usually on several levels, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's completely unacceptable.
No,
you know, you have the current president of the United States, who was briefed in his, you know, prior positions about a discreet and obvious plan to weaponize government against political opponents. On any level, that is wrong, and he needs to answer questions from the press about
and
that.
And my first question would be, not only from the press, but Congress, that would include Obama and Comey and the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, that why did you not say, stop it?
That's right. I mean, if you look at the media coverage throughout the investigation in Russiagate, you know, you would have Comey going on television saying that, you know, he could honestly say with a straight face that he didn't know whether President Trump was you know, engaging with prostitutes in Russia in 2013. You know, the most salacious fabrication in the Steele dossier. And now we all know that was all a lie. And it's again, the institution of the FBI is rotten to its core. You know, the FBI put out a statement after the report was released, it basically saying that, hey, nothing to see here. We made a bunch of reforms in 2016 right. and 17, right. So it's never going to happen again. Right. Does anybody actually believe that?
No, and I'm glad you asked that, because I can say no, emphatically no. And my other point is, who is going to be held responsible for this miscarriage of justice, if anyone, and when?
That's a question a lot of us are asking, and I think that remains to be seen. I mean, the Durham report is very detailed. It's kind of free from emotion, which is sort of the exact opposite of the way the press covered the Mueller probe and Democrats' reaction to it. But it's incumbent upon members of Congress to use their majority to bring accountability. Special Counsel Durham outlined, you know, severe, you know, rotten corruption to its core within the FBI. Congress needs to reform it now. A number of individuals who were named in the report kind of got their big paydays. They're on TV now.
Yeah.
Despite what, you know, the corruption that the special counsel has unearthed.
McCabe's got a great cushy job with CNN and NL as an analyst.
And Peter Strzok's on MSNBC as well. But there are other individuals whose behavior is questionable, to put it mildly, highlighted in this report, that remain in government. And you know, I don't believe that the FBI actually fixed the problems in 2016-17 based on the statement because of how it's handled the Hunter Biden investigation.
All right, let's talk about that. With the whistleblower's attorneys notifying Congressman Comer's office the other day that his entire unit has been shut down. And yet, in late April, the director of the IRS said, we will make sure that there's no retaliation for anyone being a whistleblower. Maybe not directly against him, but just shutting the unit down ends the investigation. At least they want it to.
That's right. And the IRS has a very important role in here. If you remember what Chairman Comer released a few weeks ago, is that there's over $10 million in payments from foreign governments to over 9 Biden family members based on information he got from just 4 banks that he subpoenaed.
Yeah, bank records.
Are the Biden family members paying taxes on that money? Do they have to pay taxes? I mean, there's a lot of tax questions with that.
Did they report the income? Hunter Biden apparently wasn't doing it. So
right.
That's the first thing. That's tax evasion, not avoidance. Avoidance is okay if you can avoid paying a tax, but evasion is a different story.
Right. So in addition to the potential criminal corruption and other criminal elements that the Justice Department and FBI need to be investigating in relation to these payment schemes, there's a lot of tax implications. So the IRS does have an important role on here, and it's deeply disconcerting to hear that the whistleblower scheme has been pulled off. Congress needs to ensure that that this individual and their team is protected and make sure that there's no retaliation here and hold the IRS accountable.
You're listening, Kyle Broslin, Heritage Chief Counsel for Oversight. Now, we've already heard talk from various folks saying we need to break up the FBI, tear it apart, start anew. And, of course, now we've already said that in the past about the IRS when it was under Lois Lerner, and yet we're still got the same swamp all through. You talk about taking all these agencies and shattering them into a million pieces, but what do you replace them with, and how do you do it?
Yeah, I think you might be quoting one of my colleagues at the Heritage Foundation on that part. But
You don't want to – you're saying you don't buy in that argument?
So I wouldn't go that far. I'll put it
all
that
right,
way.
All right, okay.
And I think what you need is bipartisan buy-in to recognize that there actually is a problem here. Going back in history in the 50s with the Church Committee that reformed the intelligence community is that there was at least a bipartisan recognition that there was a problem here. And the silence coming out of, Democrats on Capitol Hill or the downplaying of the significant findings that Special Counsel Durham made here just shows that they don't even acknowledge that this is a problem. And it's because they're benefiting politically from it. But unless you're going to have a bipartisan buy-in and a recognition that there is a problem with how the laws and justice is administered in the country, you're never going to reform these efforts. And so I think we're way in sort of even crafting solutions. We're not even there yet. We need to be able to explain and at least get buy-in from, half the country that this is at a minimum inappropriate and that this is a problem in order to fix it. Because you're never going to fix a problem if you can't agree on that one exists in the first place.
Well, I think many do agree, whether or not they support Trump. Some have stated, at least in surveys, that if they had known about the Hunter Biden laptop, they might not have voted for Biden. That doesn't mean they would have voted for Trump. So withholding information, the FBI put its hand on that election before a single vote was cast.
I totally agree with you. And I've seen that same poll in there. I think it's up to 5 to 10% of voters might have changed their mind had the media reported it accurately and the big tech companies. And look, I think there's a giant credibility problem of a lot of institutions in this country. And I think COVID has exposed that. The FBI through its behaviors over the last, five or plus years has a credibility problem. The public health agencies and how they've handled the COVID pandemic have a huge credibility problem. The media and how they report a lot of these things have a huge credibility problem. Big tech companies and social media companies and how they've censored people for having a different opinion on things have a huge credibility problem.
Sure.
And until, there's an acknowledgement that until people actually, it's going to be very difficult for these institutions to get their credibility back because of how they've just basically lied to the American people for a prolonged period of time.
Well, let me ask you a final question here along this line, in the sense that the left is mocking the Durham report, saying, look, it's just, we all knew this. It's nothing new. Well, it's validated. And then it verifies what we all suspected. But they say no charges issued, nobody accused of anything specifically. How do you answer that? Is the Durham report just a puff of smoke?
So there's a couple of points. He did bring two cases against individuals for basically lying to the FBI. One of them is cited excessively, Igor Danchenko and Michael Sussman. Both of those individuals were acquitted by a D.C. jury in federal court here in Washington. I could leave you to that. But I do think that the report lays out, especially with Mr. in the Danchenko case, a pretty,
why were charges not attached to this report of any type?
So I think if you look at the beginning, he had a pretty narrow, charge on what he can look at, and there's a revealing footnote on what he didn't look at. And I think the Mueller probe, for example, went into things that had nothing to do with Russia collusion. And, they indicted and sent Paul Manafort to prison for topics that predated any of the Trump campaign stuff. So I think Durham was a lot more narrow in what he looked at, couldn't charge particular crimes because
of that. All right. Well, I appreciate your insight. And we'll make sure we don't quote you as saying they need to shatter them into million pieces. thank you again for your. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have some advice for you. Before you have anyone replace windows in your home, call Renewal by Anderson. Get information. Renewal finds where you're losing energy, driving up cost in summer and winter. It's easy to connect to Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and say Windows. That connects you direct to Renewal on the list of the most trusted companies, the nation's best warranty. Dial #250, #250, and say Windows.
And it's bad, Leroy Brown.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Those are New York City parents upset with what Mayor Adams did. You know that New York, as Illinois and California and a few other states declare they are sanctuary states, and New York City is a sanctuary city. If you're an illegal, if you get there, we'll take care of you. But suddenly they can't take care of them because they're getting too many, and yet they could care less about those coming across the border that are down along the border communities. What those parents were upset over is that Mayor Adams has decided to do this. He started housing. They want to call them migrants. They're illegals. Illegals. They want to house them in some of the local school gymnasiums, and then provide them free food as recess is cut for the students. Saying Adams' attitude is basically shrugging off the protest, telling parents, you just have to deal with your children sharing a school campus with newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens. As he said, this is one of the last places we want to look at. None of us are comfortable with having to take these drastic steps, but you're doing it. And these parents are saying it's not safe. No shelter for illegals in our schools. No shelter in our schools. But they're doing it anyway. They're looking at 20 different gymnasiums where they're going to start putting illegals. And, of course, they're quick to point out, we have been a sanctuary city for more than 40 years, and this is what we're going to be doing, is helping. If they quit sending them up here, if you would shut the damn border, they wouldn't be coming up. And, of course, Adams has been trying to ship illegals in his city off to other cities north of New York. and they don't want them either. There are calls among House Republicans gaining strength and sound to call for the impeachment against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Absolutely correct. Once again, we're in a chaotic situation. As Biden himself had said, when Title 42 is lifted, we might have some chaos for a period of time. He has no idea what a period of time is. We've been in that situation, and it's escalating. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas saying Mayorkas should be impeached as soon as humanly possible. Congressman Barry Moore of Alabama said Mayorkas had done more to help the cartels and child traffickers than he has to help the American people. That is true. Congressman Ben Klein, Republican of Virginia, I support beginning impeachment hearings. Mayorkas was on CNN over the weekend saying, I am focused on the work in front of us. I will continue to focus on DHS work through my tenure. Well, I want to put you out the door. Your tenure is over. Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona is working on trying to come up in presenting articles of impeachment. Said it's full steam ahead as far as I'm concerned. Homeland Security Committee Chair Congressman Mark Green, Republican of Texas, said we're on a fact-finding mission to prove everything we need to present impeachment articles. And then you've got, I love this statement, by Congressman Thomas Massie, Republican of New York. He's in favor of impeaching. In fact, he says, I believe the secretary could be removed for a willful non-enforcement of our border. As he said, you can't any longer believe that somebody is that bad at their job. That point is well made, isn't it? Bad job.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Ready for a fine dinner of lobster, crab, fish? Napoli Sea will open June 1 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. So mark your calendar. Napoli Sea opens June 1. If you're in the mood for pasta, Napoli 3 is right next door, and it's open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and starting June the 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There is a Florida parent of a fifth grader, and what she's got to say, and this is in Florida, is going to upset many of you. I'm telling you that up front. She said she has a fifth grade student in a class in Hernando County, Florida, Winding Waters K-8 school, and the fifth grade teacher decided to show the students a Disney movie. Not just any Disney movie, a pro-LGBTQ Disney movie to fifth graders. The parent said it's not a teacher's job to impose their beliefs upon a child, religious, sexual orientation, gender identity, or any of the above. But allowing movies such as this assists teachers in opening a door. And please hear me, they assist teachers in opening a door for conversations that have no place in our classrooms. Amen. She's absolutely right. But there are those who are disagreeing with it. The teacher is saying, well, parents are stripped actually of their rights when their child enters a public school system. They're not. But that's what he wants them to believe. Hey, if you send your kids to public school, you're stripped of any rights. That's why I'm telling you I'm stripping her rights as a parent. Those rights are gone when your child's in the public school system. It's where students talk about these things all day, 90% of their socialization for the day. We can't shut down every conversation a child has. To that extent, the teacher is correct. But you can also be blamed for encouraging such conversation. And that's what you're doing. And a parent does not lose the right of their child simply because they go to a public school. All the more reason for public school vouchers. Our second hour will be only on Rumble, but I'll tell you, you want to make sure you catch it because we're talking about Senator Rubio and report on the origin of COVID. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.